All right, welcome back to the Year Right Podcast, episode 87, I believe. Today we are joined by Scott. How you doing, my man?
Good, bro. Thanks for bringing me on.
Oh, thank you for coming on. For those who don't know, Scott has a podcast, the Only Scott Podcast.
That's
and
it.
And I was on it previously, which I think I've spoken about before.
Yeah, you did a good job. That was fun. It was good having another like content creator on.
I want to come on again.
Yeah, bro.
And I'll tell you why I want to come on again. Firstly, because I was watching it back, right? And I remember doing so much the night before, so much that morning, and going to a wrestling event later on the afternoon. And I watched it back and I was like, why do I sound like I just don't want to be there?
Just tired.
And I'm like, I want to do it again.
Yeah, no.
Can I actually do it again one
sure,
day?
Sure, we can bring you back on, bro.
That'd be cool.
I say we, I mean me. yeah, definitely.
We always start the podcast with a question, which is, how's your week been? And today is Thursday. So Monday to Thursday, even the past weekend, how's it been?
Yeah, it's a long weekend in that. So it's been hectic, actually. Like, it's been a lot going on with, the podcast has been busy as, yep. Which has been great. Lots of people on.
You upload every, 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, I upload it every 2 weeks, but I have guests on, it's kind of sporadic. Sometimes I'll, have a few more people on earlier, so, and then I'll, have, maybe record two people in 1 week or maybe more.
Do you
and
have,
then
like, I'll kinda a, like, do you have like, a, it. Like, a backlog?
I got not massively at the moment. I normally have maybe two or three sometimes in the backlog. But okay. The reason I like doing it every 2 weeks is, one, it's more manageable and I can actually engage better. I find that I was doing it weekly for a while and I actually was struggling to keep up, with other things I was doing as well. Cause I don't just do the podcast. I also have a business and I also do a bit of music and have a job and life in general.
Yeah,
so
life.
I don't want to go do a podcast episode, bring people on and kind of half-ass it. So
you want to be actually good.
Yeah. And also we're both, you'd say we've talked before, you do the editing and everything, as I do as well. So that's also not a 5-minute job. So we gotta make sure that we I like things to be done properly and I'm real fussy about my process, so I wanna make sure that it's done right. But yeah, man, so what else happened in the week apart from that? Yeah, just a lot of work stuff. I had a really cool video. ESA, they're a university, East Asian club at university. Yeah. We did a collab with them for my business, Infinity Sleep, and they put up a video. That was really cool.
Why did I think I actually saw that? I saw, because I know you do Infinity Sleep. It was must have been today or yesterday. I saw somebody doing it was Infinity Sleep and a collab post with some girl. Am I wrong?
I have done one with with another influencer, I forgot her name, sorry. But yeah, this one's the most recent one. So we did, yeah.
What is Infinity Sleep?
Infinity Sleep.
This is your chance to plug.
Yeah, here we go, man. Give me my money. Well, it's a business my missus and I and her brother started last year. And the whole premise behind it is get the sleep you deserve. So we're selling sleep well-being products. Our biggest one our main one we have out at the moment is our sleep mask. We also sell earplugs and that. And we really got into sleep. I've been in sleep masks now for 5 years, but have actually changed my life. I'm not just trying to just plug that, because I've been wearing them way before we got the ones that we do. We were just really interested in just trying to create, back then it was a sleep mask that was something that was almost custom for what we liked. And then the decision of being we could make this into a business and that would be great. And then I didn't even think about it with my podcast. I was this is also another way to promote it and all that shit. So I was all hands on deck, I've kind of embraced the influencer lifestyle now. I've decided. I used to be quite against it, but I realized that you're all about it, and I see all your skits and stuff, and you're a busy dude, got all your PK productions and all that shit, you're a busy boy.
We have been lacking on PK productions just because we've just been filming. We haven't really done much.
But my point with that is I didn't really want to do, I kind of wanted if I started a business, I kind of want the products to speak for themselves. And then there's obviously marketing and the podcast. I'd rather have the podcast kind of speak for itself and the guests who come on, which I still do. But in the current climate of how things work with social media and advertising and marketing, you basically just have to like be like a solo content creator if you want to actually like try and get out there and push what you're doing to its maximum potential. Which again is something I didn't really want to do, but I've just kind of just decided to just be like, fuck it, I don't care.
Do you enjoy it though?
I enjoy the business part. I love the podcast, but I'm starting to enjoy putting myself out there more.
That's good. Were you like, I guess, shy or like scared at first? Or?
I think it was, I guess I still have a little bit of an older mentality of some social media stuff, which not so much with YouTube. YouTube's a bit different because to me, now YouTubers are called content creators, right? But to me, like being a YouTuber was very different from a content creator or like an influencer, because influencer to me was like somebody who is selling you a product on Instagram, essentially, or it's like generally people who are very self-indulgent and narcissistic, which is ironic because now I'm basically doing a version of that myself. But in the beginning, I didn't really like that. And also I knew some people who did that, and I used to think it was just a bit, I don't know, what do the kids say? Gave me the ick.
Okay, fair.
But now I'm just like, I want to try and get all my stuff out there, and you know, it's what you got to do. And I also know myself pretty well, so I like to think of myself as a pretty honest, authentic dude. So,
but you got the confidence.
Yeah, should. Yeah, thanks, bro. Try to.
Yeah, and I was looking at your podcast because when I jumped on your podcast, I did a little bit of research first, watched some of your old clips and that, and there used to be two Scots.
There was. It was the only Scots. Yeah.
So it started off with two. Where'd he go?
So if you
want to talk about
all good, of course. Well, basically what happened was we started it together as like a fun thing for us to like hang out, and it was also a way I wanted to try and figure out if I could do a podcast. I was like, I'm pretty sure I can because I talk a lot, and so does this other guy who ever Scott as well.
So and just for clarification, you're both named Scott, right?
Correct. That's why it's called the Only Scots, because okay, there was yeah, two of yeah, us. Yeah. If you want to know the other background behind name, we called it that because of like OnlyFans.
wait, what?
Well, because
only
we
fans Only Scots.
Yeah, we were like, it'd be funny. No one picked that up, but that's all good. That's actually why we had a few other like weird names, but Only Scots was like made us laugh. So we decided to do that. And then it was an easy rebrand because I just dropped the S. So now it's just Only Scott.
I mean, we were almost called the Not All Right podcast.
The Not All Right.
At first, yeah. I think when we came, there was a few names and Not All Right was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes good so you can like double down on that, eh?
Yeah.
But unfortunately, he couldn't continue because he had like some health issues.
Okay.
And it was just getting really difficult for him to like commit. And I was doing pretty much everything myself anyway. Like the space like you've been to, like that's my flat, you know, so / storage room at this point.
It was pretty set up. You can't really see, like on your podcast, when you on the screen, you can't really see the behind the scenes.
Nah, it's all that Fugazi magic of
Yeah, but now you've actually like put an effort to like materials that you have to put them together to do like a nice little space.
Thanks, bro. Yeah, I've tried to make it a bit better with like lighting and a few other things.
And that's, you have like a screen here too.
I know.
Oh, that's cool. That was cool.
Yeah, I actually need to get a new laptop because that laptop's not working properly now. So the screen's just kind of there. But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of what happened. And then I was just like, well, shit, like what do I do after all this effort? Because by that point, it'd probably been about 6 months. We started in 2023 in April. So I've been doing this now for 2 years, which is just weird to think about. Because, yeah, I didn't really have much, I didn't think much about it at the time. And, yeah, unfortunately, yeah, you couldn't continue. And then I just decided to bite my lip and be like, screw it. I'm just going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep learning about how this works. I'm going to keep interviewing, talking with people, networking. And now it's turned into something like I'm really proud of and stoked about. And I don't know. I quite like how it can be really raw. That's what I really enjoy about it. I'm not very good at, like, I've done some, like, interviewing before, like, properly. I don't really like it. I like this kind of thing.
Just kind of having rather than an interview or conversation.
Yeah, it's more interesting to me. I like learning about people. And also when people in these sorts of spaces, like yourself as well, a creative person, who's going about their dreams and what they want. And it's not an easy path to take. No. So that's why I like it a lot. And same with athletes as well, guys who sacrifice their lives. especially like I'm a kind of I've had a few fighters on from like Thai kickboxers, MMA guys.
Asian on the most recent.
Yeah, yeah. And he's again, like his schedule's nuts. Like,
yeah.
Well, not just regarding the Muay Thai that he does, but also the, he's a stuntman. And he's also,
yeah, his stunt, trainer guy was on our podcast once and he was telling us about like all the things that they got to do and what Jackie prepares for and stuff. It's intense.
Yeah, it's very intense. And he's also a very good fighter. He's had like 11 fights now. In Muay Thai, which is one of the most brutal combat sports you can do.
Yeah.
I've had Michael Isaac on as well, and he won King of the Ring last year, and he won also Knees of Fury, which is just crazy to watch these guys go in and just put it all on the line, and just it's just like shit, and that's their life, you know, like they're training every day at the gym, you know.
They got to really like people that want to do like full camps, you know, they got to make so many sacrifices. Like, this isn't hating on you or me, but we couldn't do it. We couldn't do a full camp just because it's not our main focus. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well, that's what's really difficult about martial arts. I dip my toes in this world a little bit. I enjoy doing a bit of kickboxing. I've seen some stuff.
Photos of you training in that.
It's fun. So I enjoy doing it, but that next level up, fuck no. Like that's you are dedicating yourself to that. You are in the gym.
Doing like a 3-month camp is like sacrificing. Like, I can't do a 3-month camp and like every day just be like, oh, I gotta go film some TikToks and do a podcast after this. I'll be way too tired. I gotta, like, you know what I mean?
You gotta lock in on it.
Yeah,
you're really also, it's in. Also good. You're gonna fight someone. So it's like there's no real you have to be very careful with, like, I think if you're in that world, like, it's either all or nothing. Like, there's kind of no in between.
Yeah.
One of the great things City Kickboxing does do, though, is the Ultra program, which is real cool. But that's like a fight camp where you are with a bunch of other people who are, you know, don't really know how to fight, but you're going through the process of, you know, what's involved in a fight camp.
Yeah.
Which is also crazy. And then you get to fight someone in MMA at the end. But again, you got to dedicate every day. 6 a.m. sparring.
Would you fight someone?
I don't have enough time. I would if I had more time, potentially. My missus doesn't want me to. I've been asked to, sort of, by some guys. They're like, oh, when are you going to join and do an amateur fight? And I'm like, oh, one, I'm not good enough. And also, I don't have enough time to dedicate myself to train.
No,
I train a little bit, but like I said, I dip my toes in this world. I'm not a fighter. I'm just a hobbyist and I enjoy the sport. And it keeps me grounded and it's a lot of fun. There's another level to it.
Yeah, but one day, maybe in the future...
Never say never, bro. Never say never. Jiu-jitsu is something I quite enjoy, and that's more...
Yeah?
That's a bit safer in some ways, because it's not the head trauma you have to worry about, whereas in Muay Thai and kickboxing and stuff, you've got
to
worry
about... Your girlfriend's listening to this right now saying no.
Yeah, she's like, no, do it. No. Oh, she's right. Jiu-jitsu's all right. Jiu-jitsu's funny, because it's like... It just looks weird. You're just on the ground rolling around with the boys. It just looks a bit fucking like... looks a bit gay. He's like, what are you doing?
I know. I'm trying to dip my toes in wrestling.
I've seen you do some stuff. I've seen you do quite a bit of stuff. You go to the events. It looks like a lot of fun, bro.
Yeah.
Zealand WWE shit. It's looks so fun.
Cool, man. Like, I did a day of training with these professionals. My first time ever doing wrestling, and the warm-up is like 100 squats. It's like 50 push-ups, like 100 sit-ups, 60 push-ups off the rope, and I did all that, and then he goes, okay, cool, the warm-up is done, it's time to get serious, and my legs are already dead. So these guys are doing it like professionally, like every single day, but we're locking in and trying to figure out ideas for me to jump in the ring at one point. I know I can say that for months I have been talking about it with other people to one day get it to happen, and I can promise one day it will happen eventually. My girlfriend hates it.
I bet. I bet she does.
Hates it. She hates.
She hates watching it.
She just doesn't like me getting hurt.
Oh, right, right.
Makes sense. Like, I did the training and I got picked up and thrown onto the floor and hit my back on the on the floor. She hates it.
Yeah.
Same as your girlfriend, she would not want. She wouldn't want to see it.
No.
But that's because they care.
Yeah, right. It's like love, right? They don't want you to get hurt in that. Yeah, for sure. She likes. My missus is cool though. She likes to watch it with me, like if we're watching UFC or anything like that. But yeah, she's she doesn't want me to do it.
Because mine doesn't like watching that.
Doesn't like wrestling. Doesn't like want to watch it. Yeah, it's you have to be, I don't know. It's so raw. I mean, wrestling is interesting to me because it's a lot more than just fight. There's a story, there's characters.
Yeah.
It's very different from kind of like the it's combat sports, but it's entertainment. It's different. It's a category. It's a kind of, you know, for a bit I was a wrestling like whatever, man, like some fake bullshit. And then I realized the art behind it, and I'm like, this is actually pretty crazy what these guys have to, like, guys and girls have to do, and the choreography. And I do see the appeal of it a lot, and the events look fun as fuck.
Yeah,
I think the live part would be more fun for someone like me rather than just watching it on TV or YouTube or something.
When I did my event a few weeks ago, me and my mate, we were in the wrong territory.
So
we were the opening match. My mate Kurt and I are walking out. I'm wearing a full-on suit. I'm screaming to the audience, let's go, Kurt.
Oh, I saw that. I saw that. Yeah.
Kurt gets in the ring. He's like going like this. And I'm going up to the whole crowd, let's go, Kurt's going to win. It was at that moment I realized this. I'm with the wrong crowd. We are not welcomed here.
So Kurt's they weren't vibing with your encouragement.
Kurt's opponent, this was his hometown. Me and Kurt were outsiders. So everybody was booing me. Booing shit. Kurt. We were. And then Kurt wins the match. And I'm screaming to the crowd. I'm like, that's right, Kurt's number one. He won. He won in front of this audience. And then 30 minutes later, I got to go join my mates back in the audience. I've got to put a hat on. I disguise myself. Yeah. Make sure nobody sees me.
Yeah, please don't hurt me.
it was messy. It was good fun though.
Hell yeah. No, those look like a lot of fun. I've been talking to a guy on my podcast a few times. I'm Ben Ruig. He's he wrote a song for Jay Rilla, another like local wrestler. Do you know who Jay Rilla is?
Sounds familiar. Did he do like a walkout song or something?
Yeah, like wrote like a walkout song. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
And he's been telling me a lot about it. And he's loves WWE and he's all about it. And it's just really interesting because I see the appeal. It does look like those events. I mean, there was the one last weekend, right? Like John Cena, and all that.
John Cena's final.
Yeah, it's final. It's his final farewell tour, which is crazy. But it's just so interesting because it's like combat mixed with theater, mixed with entertainment, mixed with drama. It's like it's own unique entity.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not like traditional combat sports. It's completely fucking different.
Yeah.
Even like wrestling, like normal wrestling, it's like. I've done MMA wrestling and that's crazy. That's like, that's hard work, but it's a different world.
One day we'll see you in the ring in some sport.
Don't know, bro. We'll see.
If you get the Mrs. Approval.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. Also, time. I see these guys in the gym, what they go through. It's like, if you're going to compete with any, not so much the highest level guys like Dan Hooker and Israel Adesanya and Kai Kara France, but even the amateurs, you got to do some, it's every day.
Yeah, 100%.
It's every day.
Well, moving on from sports, we have like a couple little fun segments that we do on the podcast.
Mean.
So the first one is Movie of the Week.
Movie of the week.
So we used to do like a spinning wheel and whatever it landed on, we'd have to watch. But now we've gone back and doing movies that are relevant to what's come out this week. So last week we did Minecraft. I talked about how the cops showed up at my screening when someone yelled out chicken jockey. It was a mess.
Chicken jockey.
Have you heard of that meme?
No.
You know, go home on TikTok and search up Minecraft chicken jockey and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Right.
But this week, I don't know if you've seen it, you might not have, it's called a film called Warfare.
Okay, no, I haven't watched it.
So it's pretty good. So it's like a war movie. So the film is like 90 minutes and what happens in the movie is all like 90 minutes. Like there's no next scene. It's all just like one scene. Do you know what I mean? So these guys that are stuck in a house trying to get out of, they're in the middle of a war, great cast, really good. What's so interesting, right? The first 2 minutes, the opening scene, right, is everybody like celebrating, partying because they're watching like, I think it's set in like 2006 on this like box TV. They're like watching this clip of these women doing like Pilates and dancing and stuff.
Okay.
So these guys clearly haven't seen women in ages. They're in the middle of war. They're all gassed up. They're dancing. They're celebrating. This is the opening scene. And it gives you a taste like, oh, this might be a fun-filled movie. And then as soon as that scene is done, just war, death, all this stuff. These guys sacrificing their life. But it's based on a true story. And these guys went through so much.
What's the time it's based in?
Like what year?
Yeah.
2006.
So, sorry, you said 2006.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's 2006, yeah.
So it's based on... What war would this be?
I'm not too familiar with... I need to really educate myself more. I'm trying to think what... Whoa, I can't remember. But really, really good movie. So you really see, like, it really kind of takes you deep dive into what happened. It's like through the point of view. And apparently the story is told by the guys that lived it. Not like actors, but I think the guys that were in it helped with the story a little bit.
Cool.
Which I think is really good. I do recommend it if anybody wants to watch it. But then I ask you, what is a movie that you've watched recently, new or old, or like that you remember watching that you wanted to talk about?
Oh, I did see a... Oh, I'm so bad with movie names, but last one I saw was so Robert Pattinson, something free. What's his like?
Robert Pattinson. That's Batman, right?
Yeah, that's the new Batman. Yeah, but that's not the movie. It was like.
Is that a new movie or old?
Oh, no, it's brand new.
Mickey 17.
Mickey 17.
I haven't seen.
Thank
it
you.
Yet.
Is Thank it good? You. Yeah, it's very.
I've heard mixed things, but more good things than bad.
It's It takes a lot of influence from an old Studio Ghibli film from like the 90s and like the Aliens, because the whole premise of it is Mickey 7 is like the clones of him, right?
Yeah.
And like they keep dying. He like signed up because he was in like had all these problems happening on Earth, and then he signed up so then he like can get out of this situation, but he signed up to basically be like a dummy.
Yeah.
So they can like clone him and keep killing him and do all these experiments on him all the time. And it just, you know, he keeps looping and going and going and going. It's kind of a weird premise, and like it is a bit of a strange film.
Do you know who directed it?
I can't remember.
Have you seen the Korean film Parasite?
I've been meaning to watch it.
Yeah, it got Best Picture 1 year.
Yeah, I think it did. It got quite a few awards, right?
Same filmmaker.
Yeah, so that I enjoyed that. It was definitely I walked out being a bit like just like kind of confused, because the ending was also like it was. I wouldn't say it's like a movie that like was like wow. It was just like definitely one of the strangest ones I've seen in recent times. So I recommend it just because like some of the concepts and the themes are a bit odd.
I think we're lacking originality in Hollywood at the moment, so I do think it's at least to check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's
originality.
Yeah, I'd say it's a bit more original than other. Is it based on a book? Ugh, gosh, I'm so bad with these things. But anyway, yeah, I know what you mean with like yeah, the Hollywood thing. It's well, the new Lilo and Stitch movie. Actually, I'm pretty sure I found that about from you, and I was like, no, they made a live-action Lilo and Stitch.
I'm so excited for Lilo and Stitch.
Because I'm old man, so I went to watch that the first one in movies. Was it 2002? 2003? Fuck, yeah. I love that.
So excited for Lilo and Stitch. I love Stitch.
Mm.
I love Stitch so much. I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah, that was a crazy... that was so big when it dropped. It was really out of it. Like, it was kind of a bit different from other things that Disney was doing. So, looking forward to watching that.
A fun fact about Lilo and Stitch. So, do you remember in the original how they're in that ship and it's, like, flying through Hawaii or, you know, the island, wherever they are?
Yeah.
So, originally, that was buildings.
Oh.
So, the plane was flying through buildings.
Yeah.
And that was seen in cinemas. But when the DVD or VHS or whatever came out, they had to re-edit it and adjust it to be like trees and stuff because of 9/11.
Oh.
So I think obviously the film came out during that time.
Yeah, it came out in 2002.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it came out in
so
2002.
So if you go on like YouTube and search up like Lilo and Stitch changes because of like 9/11 or whatever, obviously a huge event, heartbreaking. But yeah, because of that, they've had to...
There's so many, not just movies and even TV shows, but a lot of music like that too. There's so many music videos at the time that were released with like burning buildings, and they had to change it all. There's like an Incubus one that had to be changed, a Disturbed one.
There was a Spider-Man, original Spider-Man,
yeah,
Maguire, poster that had 9/11, sorry.
Had the Twin Towers.
The Twin Towers, like on his islands, and they had to edit it out because of that.
Yeah, it was a wild time, man.
So if you see a poster of Spider-Man, original Spider-Man with the Twin Towers on his eyes, apparently it's like a really rare poster now.
Probably a collectible.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's heartbreaking. There's another little segment that we've actually just started like a week ago.
Let's go.
So, where am I from my phone? So, it was called Conspiracies.
Let's go, man. I love conspiracies.
So, pretty much what it is we take a look at some crazy conspiracies.
Let's go.
And I like, essentially, this conspiracy that I've got is about pigeons, right?
Okay.
I did this to one mate on the podcast a few weeks ago. This is the first time I did it, and it did really well. And I want to get another point of view on this because...
Right.
So,
give
essentially,
it to me.
Where is... I need to find it first. Where is it? So, what... So, for example, the idea is that pigeons are, like, spies or they're robots or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously don't think they are. But for this case, let's just say I think they are.
Okay.
And I'm trying to pitch it to you. Okay, so where is it?
So pigeons might be robots, okay,
let's say,
and
yeah,
spies.
Let's say pigeons might be robots or spies. Okay, where is it? I saved it somewhere. I need it. I'll get it back again. Okay, ChatGPT. Okay. Okay, so pigeons are considered spies or robots or whatever.
Mm.
So here are the reasons when it comes. When it loads. Okay, so the first one. You never see baby pigeons. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon?
No.
Exactly. Here's the thing. Pigeons don't fly away from people. Which I actually think is incorrect. I think they do fly away from people. Do they?
Yes, they do.
Most birds get spooked easily. Pigeons? Nah. They just strut around like they own the place. Why? Because they're watching you, collecting data. And you're no threat to a machine that's already recorded your every move. So the third one. They recharge on power lines. So you know how the pigeons just chill on the power lines?
Yeah, that's all birds though. But anyway, go on.
It says here, why do pigeons love sitting on power lines? Because that's how they recharge their batteries. Would you agree?
All birds, they need to recharge their batteries. Mm. But anyway, keep going.
The next one is, pigeons can live in the dirtiest places, but stay squeaky clean. Have you ever seen a pigeon
they're not
in
they're,
mud?
They're fucking disgusting, bro. They keep filled with keep going. I don't want to... Sorry about this conspiracy. There's a lot of flaws in it, but anyway.
This is good to get your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Pigeons are always in major cities. Why are pigeons everywhere in high populated areas like New York City or London or Tokyo? Because that's where surveillance is most needed. Rural towns? Nah, not as many pigeons.
Never mind the rubbish, but yeah.
Have you seen pigeons in like a farm? No, because there's not much surveillance there.
I feel like I have, but let's just keep going.
This one says, they don't migrate. Most birds fly south for winter, but pigeons, they stick around all year round. Why? Because their surveillance duties never take a vacation.
The thing is, why would you have so many pigeons with surveillance who are just huddled together? They're not very good at tracking.
The next one is, they always seem to show up at protests. So whenever there's a protest, right, it says here, look at the footage from any major protest or political rally, there's always a flock of pigeons lurking. Why? So they can keep an eye on everything, see how it's going.
Makes sense.
Their eyes don't blink like normal. Why? Because camera lenses don't blink. This is a good one. They poop strategically. You think pigeon poop is random? Nah. That's biochemical tagging. When they drop a load on your car or jacket, they're marking you for further observation. Like when they poop on you, it's like a GPS, so they can track you.
Right.
Would you agree? He's like, nope.
I mean, maybe some might be. I believe that pigeons, there would be robotic pigeons, but not as many as this guy's making it out to be.
This one says, you know why they just kind of sit and just like go like this, tilt your head?
Mm.
It's because they're uploading data.
Yeah.
Sending footage back to HQ.
Pigeon HQ.
It says here, ever notice how pigeons seem to disappear during natural disasters or power outage? It's because they vanish during crises. Has a pigeon ever, like, pigeon species ever been endangered?
Well, Do you want a logical answer or not?
Yeah, give me a logical answer.
Well, they're like the rats of the sky. They just breed really quick and they eat all the rubbish and they thrive off filth, so.
That's true. Or it's because they get built in a factory. How about a couple more?
Yeah, let's keep going.
They show up in places with no food. No breadcrumbs, no trash. No, I don't agree with that one.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's like a definite not true.
Yeah. Let's have a look a couple more.
Yeah, this one's a bit flawed, unfortunately.
Oh, here we go. You know when pigeons make that sound like... I don't know what a pigeon sounds like. You know when pigeons make funny noises?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It says that their cooing is code. So it's like code for them talking. They hang out on government buildings.
They do. They know where the trash is. Oy! Anyway.
Exactly. But yeah, that's the conspiracy sorted. What's your opinion on that?
It's unfortunate. I think they went about it the wrong way. I think there's too many flaws in there's too many flaws in the argument. Sorry, ChatGPT. We have to do better than that. Yeah. Right,
well, that's been our conspiracies for the week.
Oh, nice.
Let's move along from there. I got a simple question to ask you.
Go.
Which is, where do you see yourself? And so two questions. Where do you see yourself in 1 year? And where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Wow.
Let's start with 1 year.
I feel like I'm back in school.
In the school class.
Yeah, yeah. And the teacher asks you, what do you want to do with your life? In 1 year, I hope to just be doing what I'm doing right now. It's just a slightly larger scale, I suppose.
Would you like a full-blown studio? Like, that's yours?
Oh, well, that would be great. And it would also be amazing to have someone else help me. But that would be awesome. So I suppose that would be a big one. I think another one, yeah, probably for the business as well. One of the goals is like trying to get that into like a fulfillment center rather than just doing it out of my house, but which is cool. Like, I'm happy to do it.
I mean, you could just wake up from your bed. Time to do a podcast.
Yeah.
Just go walk to the other side of the house.
Yeah. I mean, I basically do that already. So that's all right.
I miss being able to do that because our podcast studio used to be in my lounge.
Mm.
But obviously, I didn't have this equipment. I had like mics.
Yeah.
But like, it wasn't like perfect mics. It was. But.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, you might save yourself money in the long run if you just put it. As us, yeah, you got to fork it out in the beginning. But yeah.
Got to make a couple financial decisions to. You know what I mean? You bought some cameras, right? And they're pretty good.
Yeah, no, I bought those. They're like vlogging cameras. They're not really made for podcasts, but I just kind of have... Took me a while to figure them out because I'm not that smart with cameras, but now I've figured them out.
So. I mean, these are like photography cameras.
Yeah, these ones are very nice. These are very nice cameras.
Very old, though. I've probably had these cameras. They're both the same. Canon 700D, I think. Over 10 years old. One of them I got 10 years ago. The other I got maybe like 4 years ago.
True.
So they're old.
I think something else I want to do in another year is like release some more music stuff. I've kind of put that on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
Just actually released a clip with Michael. Did like a fight reel for him of like some, like I clipped up some of his fights and then I put like my music in the back with some heavy metal riffage and shit. And I was like,
I like that.
I want to hopefully do more of that and just release some stuff because I've kind of put all my music on the back burner for like, 3 years now, which is like crazy. So,
and what about 10 years? That's a big question.
10 years, oh, man. The dream. Do you want the ultimate mission is just freedom.
Yeah,
I just don't want to work in a normal job. I'm over it. I've been over it for years. Hence why I'm doing all this other stuff. I just want to be independent, essentially. Not like off the grid, but like I want to be able to kind of make the decisions on who I get to work with, and I get to kind of dictate a lot of. You know, those things.
I can cut this bit out if you want. May I ask what your job is?
Sure.
If you feel comfortable talking about
it. I can talk about what my job is. I work in marketing.
Oh, yeah. How's that? I'm actually trying to get into something like that, actually.
Oh, nice. No, it's good. Like, I've learned it's been such a helpful tool in every single way. Like, specifically, it's digital marketing, right?
Yeah.
Like, as you know more than I do, this is like, if you're trying to do anything... like start whatever it is you're trying to do, you need digital marketing. It's like a necessity now. It's not something you can just overlook. And that involves a lot of different things. So that's been one of the most helpful, one of the best decisions I ever made was about 4 or 5 years ago when I changed jobs. I used to work in trade, I used to be a tradie. And then I moved into marketing and it was one of the best decisions I ever made. to learn all this stuff. But it's, you know, like, you're still working for other people. So it's like, it's fine. Like, I'm working at a good place, but, you know, at the same time, it's like, I'd like to be kind of doing my own thing.
Yeah, I love that. I'm currently in the middle of transitioning, trying to find a different job.
Yeah, right. So you work in preschool, right?
Yeah, I'm a preschool teacher. And
that's cool, man. That's hard work. That's tiring.
A great life lesson for me.
Mm.
And, you know, raising kids, looking after kids, and honestly, best job I've ever had. I've done waiting jobs. I used to do traffic control. I've done...
Like lollipop signs and shit.
Yeah.
I've done, true.
I've done so many different jobs, so many different restaurants. But being a teacher, definitely the best job I've ever had. But I think it's time for me to take that leap of faith and do something more in like filmmaking stuff. So that's currently what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. How old are you again? You're 24, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is like about the time when I did this sort of thing. So it's like one of those things you're sort of like looking like in the future, and it's like, what is it? What is aligning with what I want to do? You know, like everything needs to connect. Sounds cheesy, but it's true. You need everything to work together. That's part of the reason I moved into marketing, because I used to work in audiovisual, and I used to do like by that point I was like doing a lot of automation integration jobs, working like the courthouses around the country. And it was paying all right, and there's a career in it, but I was like, this doesn't align at all with what I'm doing and what I want to do.
That leap of faith.
And it's a lot of, that's it. It's like, if I see myself in another 5-10 years doing this, am I going to regret it? And the answer was like, yeah.
So that's how I feel, I think.
It's tough because it is a big change, but it's uncomfortable, but you'll thank yourself. Like, I'm so happy I did it. I'm still not quite in the place I want to be, but that's okay because I know I'm going the right direction.
Yeah.
That was something when I was about where you are. That's why I felt like I was very lost a little bit.
I feel a little lost. But
yeah. I feel like when you make that leap of change and you get uncomfortable.
And I hate change. It's what you need, really.
Unfortunately.
This is a funny story. My mom lied to me when I was a kid. So when I was a kid, must have been 4 or 5 years old, I was really dumb. I told my mom when I was younger, and I still remember it, I wanted to be a giraffe when I grew up. You know, little kids, they have this dream that you can be anything you want.
Yeah, I know, right?
4 years old, I said to my mom,
totally get it.
Mom, I want to be a giraffe when I grow up. You know what she said to me? You can be anything you want to be. And I'm like, so I can be a giraffe? You want to be a giraffe, you can be a giraffe when you grow up. Well, she lied to me.
She did lie.
I can't be a giraffe. Mom, it's impossible. I can't. Like,
damn.
You lied to my face. I love you, but...
She lied. That's unfortunate. Yeah, when I was younger, I wasn't given that advice. Mine was like, you want to do that? Yeah, wait till reality kicks in. And then it's like, okay.
I wish my mom had done that.
Yeah. Oh, like... She wasn't, I wouldn't say she was like as like real intense, but she, I think when I was like, I want to be an astronaut, and she's like, let's just minimize his expectations a bit.
Let's back it up a little bit.
Yeah. Or even I remember I told my dad, I was like, I could do like an architect, and he's like, you're not doing that. And I'm like, okay. It's like, but that's all right. Like,
these parents are honest. Well, we're going to reach the 40-minute mark, which is kind of where we start to switch off. But I always ask everybody one last final question, which is, what's your goal of the week? A goal of the week could be you want to even start a business, or you want to take out the trash this week. It's something small or big. So what's your goal of the week?
My goal of the week.
And you got to try and make sure you stick to it.
My goal of the week. Shit. That's a tough one.
I know my goal is I've got a checklist of things that I need to do in terms of like chores and editing. So my goal is
to get them all done. Actually, here's a boring one. Yeah. Speaking of checklists, today I was actually wrestling with my calendar, trying to create this like better automated system where I have all my reminders and calendar, like everything I'm doing all the time, like scheduled and like almost like a micromanage-y way. Just because like things are getting busy and I'm finding it actually quite stressful and like scatterbrained to keep up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't do this. So I'm just going to have to be my own micromanager. So
need an assistant.
So that's what I'm working towards. That'd be awesome, but it's, you know, it's, that's what I'm working towards.
Well, that's perfect.
That's my goal. Micromanagement.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Good, bro. That went fast as.
Yeah, I know. Tell everybody where they can essentially find you.
Sure. Check out the Only Scott podcast. I'm everywhere, you know, online. I appreciate people check out Infinity Sleep. If you're having sleeping issues, having struggle with light when you sleep, check out Infinity Sleep, get one of our sleep masks. Scott MCB. I'm doing some more music stuff, be posting some more Like, if you guys like rock or metal or even anything like kind of, yeah, in that guitar orientated, I'm kind of do a bit more stuff in that space. So, yeah.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, I'm going to put the link down to my episode I did with Scott a month or two back.
Yeah.
In the description. I think if I was to come on again, I should bring Cade. You should interview me and Cade.
Yeah, sure. That'd
be cool.
I can do two people.
He actually really wanted to come on.
Oh, yeah?
He was a bit jealous.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. Now, you guys have got some cool stuff going on with all your skits and stuff. It's pretty good. There's a fucking lot of work you do. I'm impressed.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you. Some of those skits, though, they take like even less than a minute to do.
I imagine you got it down packed, but that's a lot of content.
Yeah, sometimes even if a clip takes like a minute to do, there's so many outtakes. Because we like to do it in one shot. I know a lot of people do like different takes. We try and make it one shot. But yeah, it
takes longer.
But no, thank you so much for coming on. And yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Solid.
Signing out.